Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. This is where I just talk about the thoughts that so many of us keep tucked away. The stuff we don't always say out loud. And today's thought is one I know way too well. And maybe you do too. That feeling of, nothing ever works out for me. Have you ever been there where it feels like no matter how hard you try, no matter how much effort you put in, things just don't go the way you hoped? Like, life's giving everyone else their breakthroughs, their wins, their happy moments, and you're stuck wondering, why not me? Let's sit with that feeling today. I want to talk about why we end up thinking this way, how it messes with our self-worth, and maybe, just maybe, how we can reframe it so we don't get swallowed up by it. Let's be real. When you feel like nothing ever works out for you, it's not just disappointment. It's hopelessness. It's exhaustion. It's this heavy sense that life is always one step ahead of you, shutting the door before you even reach it. And that really hurts. It chips away at you. You start questioning, am I cursed? Am I just not good enough? Is there something about me that makes me destined to fail? It's raw. It's unfair. But if you've ever felt this way, let me say it out loud for you. You're not crazy. You're not dramatic. You're human. Now, why does this thought come up so often? It could be a few reasons. Comparison. We live in an era of constant highlight reels. Social media shows us everyone's wins, but rarely their struggles. Of course, it feels like you're the only one failing because of that. Expectation versus reality. We imagine how things should go, and when reality doesn't match, we don't just feel disappointment, we feel cheated. There's this survivorship bias. We hear about success stories, not the hundreds of failures that happened before. So our failures feel bigger. Then there's end result pain. Sometimes nothing ever works out isn't about this moment. It's about years of small disappointments piling up. And maybe the worst one is we're wired to notice pain more than joy. It's called negativity bias. Our brains cling to failures and brush past wins. So even if some things have worked out, we forget them. We focus only on what didn't. I'll be honest with you. I've had so many times where I've said this out loud almost daily. Nothing ever works out for me. Be it job rejections, relationships falling apart, dreams I poured my heart into crumbling right in front of me. And at some point, it didn't even matter if good things happened. Because my brain had already decided I'm the kind of person life doesn't favor. But when you believe that, you start living like it's true. You don't try as hard. You give up sooner. You stop even seeing the little victories because you're convinced they don't count. That mindset is heavy, and it held me down for years. Here's the tricky part. Saying nothing ever works out for me feels like it's just venting, but if you repeat it enough, it becomes an identity. It becomes your lens. And suddenly every failed plan, every bad day becomes proof of that disbelief. And worse, you stop giving yourself credit for the things that do work out. For example, maybe you didn't land your dream job, but you survived another year in a tough environment. That's resilience. Maybe you didn't find the one yet, but you've built friendships that carried you through hell. That's love. Maybe you didn't achieve the big milestone yet, but you've grown in ways your younger self would be so proud of. But when you're in that headspace, you can't see it. You only see lack. So how do we move forward when we're stuck in this loop? Not with toxic positivity, not with cheesy quotes that say, just think happy thoughts, but with small, grounded shifts. Collect evidence of small wins. Literally, write them down, even the tiniest things. Like, I cooked for myself today. I answered that email. I showed up even though I didn't want to. All of those count. Reframe failure as process. If something didn't work out, ask yourself, what did I learn? What muscle did this build in me? Notice survival and not just success. Sometimes the fact that you made it through is a win. Surviving tough times is a proof of strength. Challenge absolutes. When you say nothing ever works out, pause. Is that really true? Or is it your pain talking? Can you name one thing that did work out, even if it's small? Redefine what working out means. Maybe it doesn't mean perfect success. Maybe it means growth, resilience, or a lesson that sets you up for the next try. This isn't about denying your pain. It's about reminding yourself that your story is bigger than your setbacks. But I do want to acknowledge, sometimes this feeling isn't just about disappointment. Sometimes it's tied to depression, anxiety, or trauma. If you feel like no matter what you do, life keeps shutting you down and that belief is making it hard to even keep going, please, please reach out. Talk to someone you trust, a therapist, a friend, support group, because you don't have to carry that belief alone. And sometimes just saying it out loud to someone who won't judge you can crack open a little light. So, nothing ever works out for you? I hear you. I've been there. But I want to leave you with this. Maybe it's not that nothing works out. Maybe it's that the things that didn't work out are shaping you for something you can't see yet. And maybe, just maybe, something has worked out already. You're here, you're alive, and you're listening. You're still searching for meaning, still asking questions, still holding on even when it's hard. And that means something has worked out. You. This was Raw Thoughts from A. Thank you for sitting in this space with me. If you've ever said to yourself, nothing ever works out, I hope you feel a little less alone after today. Until next time, take care of yourself.